Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
Okay, welcome everyone again. I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty.
Yep, and I'm Ethan McNeil with Keith Realty.
And we have a special guest today, and her name is Erin Evans with K Property Inspections. Mm-hmm. Yep. So Erin, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Erin. I'm the owner of K Property Inspections. I think I'm one of the only women-owned inspector businesses, at least in this part of Indiana. Yep. So yeah, I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah. Well, it's exciting. We have a list of questions from different ones out there we're wanting to go over with Erin today and pick her brain a little bit and see what we can come up with.
That's right. I think here the first question we have for people wanting to buy a home is, what is a home inspection and what do you do with it?
A home inspection is basically, it's just educating you on your purchase. So you want to go into it with the knowledge of what you're purchasing. So a lot of people don't have the knowledge of construction or anything like that, or have questions about the home. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just to give you an educated decision on whether you want to move forward with the purchase or not.
Yep, kind of like the Carfax report for your house.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
All right. Well, what does something like that cost?
A normal home inspection for a home under 3,000 square foot is $375, and that includes a free termite inspection.
Okay. Yep. So they're looking at roughly $375, $400 to get a basic inspection done. Okay. Yep. And let's see here. What type of certification or accreditation is needed to be a home inspector? Can anybody just go out and start inspecting homes? Or
no, you've got to go through a class. And nowadays, like a lot of things, you can do online. Uh-huh. But you still have to do at least one inspection through a certified home inspection school. Okay. So you get at least the hands-on for the last day or two. I went to Heartland Home Inspection training up in Indianapolis, which has now been bought out by one of the major companies. I can't think of which one it is right now. Uh-huh. But whenever I was going through it, Jim was running it, and it was a great school, a great experience.
Yeah.
But I also have to hold my certification to do the termite inspections.
Okay.
Because I feel like, you know, if you were to see termites in the home, that I would feel morally obligated to tell the people about it. So that's why I include it for free.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then I also hold a certification so I can do radon testing as well.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. That's something that comes up a lot, you know, that you really want to get that tested. It's an issue that you have no idea.
Right. And the Surgeon General, I was reading up something about that the other day. I think he recommends that you test your home every 2 to 3 years anyway.
Wow.
So yeah, not only do you want to do it for your safety and your health, you know, as lung cancer goes, but also as part of the inspection, then you know what all you're buying there.
Yes, so, that's right.
That's smart.
So with that, what would you think would be like one of your top, or a few of your top major concerns when you do an inspection that you run into, that you really watch for?
Well, most people are concerned with your furnace, your water heater, your air conditioner, and your roof, of course. So as part of the inspections, I just call those like your main ticket items, as well as your foundation issues, of course. Yeah. But as part of the inspection, I pull the code dates off of all those things so we know how old they are, open them up, look for rusts and leaks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So almost every home has all those components. So
And that could be an expensive fix if somebody didn't know their furnace was about to go out after they bought the house. That makes sense. So what are some of the maybe more minor issues that you come across that are like common in most homes that you notice?
Well, a lot of older homes that I inspect, they have like cosmetic cracks in the walls or ceilings, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. just stuff is like, you know, over time the home has settled. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing. Or sometimes there'll be like nail pops up on the edge yes. of the ceiling and people are concerned. But yeah. It's not. It's just normally cosmetic type
yeah.
things.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I think it's good to have a home inspector, because a lot of times people might get worried about seeing a crack or in the drywall or something.
Right.
And, you know, not sure if
and
it's
sometimes
danger
it
or not.
Can be an issue, but for the
yes.
most part, it's a lot of cosmetic stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
That makes sense. When you're doing these home inspections, do you recommend that the potential home buyer be present or not? What's your thoughts with them being there during the inspection?
I always encourage people to come on the inspection
okay.
because I would rather talk to them about it when we're in the home
yeah.
instead of them getting this report that might have all of these red flags.
Yeah.
And even though all the red flag things might not be major things,
mm-hmm.
it's just easier if you go on the inspection and just
yes.
let's talk about it while we're there.
Yes.
So, and then that saves me from trying to explain stuff over the phone, which I will
yeah.
take the time to do,
yeah.
but it's just easier if you're just there and can talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. And I think that's one reason why people like Aaron so well, because there are inspectors who do not want you there
uh-huh.
at all. And to me, that is harder. If you're trying to translate mm-hmm. it over the phone and explain, I mean, you could have a 50-page report. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I've seen really long ones, and trying to understand that can be difficult.
Yeah.
But if you're walking through at the same time, I can see that'd be a big benefit.
Yeah, and it's fine. I don't mind taking the time to talk to people. Like I said, it's all about educating them on their purchase.
Yes.
So, yeah, I strongly encourage people to come.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
If they were to, like, say, take off work to come and be with you at a home inspection, how long does it typically take? Like, are they looking at an hour, 4 hours? Like,
well, let's just say like a 3,000 square foot home that's not super old and has been pretty well maintained.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're gonna be there for 2 to 3 hours checking everything
okay.
out.
Yep.
And I try and work with people because I understand everybody's got jobs. And
mm-hmm.
so if they can only make it for, like, say, the last hour, that's the most important. So then I can
yeah.
have most of it done, and then we can walk through the home and talk
okay.
about it then.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Yep.
That
and then other question we had is, how long does it take to get the report after you do the inspection?
Typically, I have the reports emailed out that same day.
Wow, okay.
So, yeah, because as part of the, you know, real estate process, sometimes things move really quickly.
Yes,
yeah.
And so I understand that. I'm a homeowner. I bought my home about 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So I've newly gone through all of that myself
yes.
and understand that sometimes time is of the
yes.
essence to respond and everything like that, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
So what would you say, as a general rule of thumb, do you think people need to have in mind that they should always go into buying with an inspection? Or do you think it's okay for the people who say, oh, I can look at it myself, I don't need an inspector? What's your thoughts?
If you don't have any kind of construction background or mm-hmm. any of the trades, you know, HVAC, plumbing, electrical,
mm-hmm.
I would definitely encourage people to have a home inspection.
Yeah.
Because even though, you know, I even tell the people that my clients, hey, while we're in the home, if you see anything, point it out. You know, the more
yeah.
eyes, the better. So an inspector's
yeah.
just there. And I always hear from people, too. They're like, oh, I didn't see that whenever we were looking at the home
That's
the
right.
other day.
Uh-huh.
And so if they come on the inspection, then that gives them a few more hours to be in there and check everything
uh-huh.
out more.
Yes,
you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I led Aaron into that question, was because of the fact I always have clients that come back and say, well, I didn't see that the first time we walked
mm-hmm.
through. I didn't notice that. And they
yeah.
may have talent in a certain area where they know how to do certain things, and they still miss things because you're walking through the
uh-huh.
house. And I am one that is very much for getting inspection done.
Yes.
I don't care if you've been in the business your whole life, you can
mm-hmm.
miss things when you're walking
oh,
through.
Oh, for sure.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my background is electrical. So as far as the electric part goes on the
mm-hmm.
inspections, I normally don't miss too much on
yeah.
that. But, you know, I can. We're human. And if I miss stuff, you know,
yeah.
I'll admit to it and I'll own up to it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, the inspections are pretty thorough, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, and another thing about getting a home inspection is a lot of times it's done after the offer's been accepted. And having that written report that the inspector is going to give you is the grounds that you might have in order to do some more negotiating, like if the roof needs replaced or something like that. You can't just say, well, from the ground, it looks like the roof needs replaced. You a lot of times need to have a professional home inspection done that you can use as the basis for that.
Yeah, and if I ever have any questions about anything too, I will suggest in the reports that you have a professional person come out and look at
it.
If there's parts of the roof that can't be viewed, or maybe there's like a leak in the HVAC, you know, they're the experts when it comes to that type stuff.
Right. Yeah. One thing we run into a lot is we have clients that will say, well, I don't have $375 or $400 to do that right now. Is it okay if we pass on it? Well, you can pass on inspection, but it will cost you a lot more than that $375 down the road when you figure out what you didn't know originally.
Yes.
So that's one thing that we highly recommend. I know here at Keith Realty is, if you're going to buy a house, save up the money to get it inspected, because it's going to cost you a lot more in the future than the $375.
Yes.
And it's actually one of the cheaper parts of buying a home.
Yes, it is.
You have anything else?
Nope, I sure didn't. Did you have anything else you wanted to mention?
If you are shopping around for inspectors, I recommend that you get an ASHI inspector. It stands for the American Society of Home Inspectors.
Okay.
They hold us to a higher standard. We have to go through a background check.
Okay.
You have to have more continuing education credits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you can always go online and look that up too and see who the ASHI inspectors are in your local area.
Okay. Yeah, and that brings up another good point is, just like in any profession, don't always go with the cheapest, because you know, it doesn't mean that they're going to do the best job. So make sure you always look at their resume or their portfolio of what they've been able to do in the past, or that kind of thing.
And most people have websites and stuff like that now too, so they can check out.
That's right. Yeah. Well, it was very informative today.
Yes, thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
And we'll see you again next time. I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty.
Yep, and I'm Ethan McNeil. And if you do have any more questions for Aaron or for us, just leave them a comment or email us at questions@keithrealty.net. We'll love to try and get those answered.
All right, thanks guys.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.